When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Pop quiz, what can you buy for $3.99? Not a latte, but for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get all your favorite music ad-free. While other streaming services jack up their prices, Live One's membership is only $3.99 per month, and you can lock in that price for a full year. Join now to get the best deal in music with zero ads, unlimited skips, and maximum audio quality. Get the music you love at a price that fits into your budget with Live One Plus. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Second date update is all about trying to not just score a second date, but trying to understand why somebody might be blowing you off, which is something that we don't often hear. We don't often hear the real reason people avoid confrontation. They don't want to hurt your feelings. Not that we're looking to hurt people's
feelings.
But we want to satisfy that curiosity. When you're being blown off, if you want to know why, we try to get that answer for you if we can't get you a second date. So let's start today off. We have both Samantha and Anna on the line. I have not seen any emails, so I have no idea why we're starting out with two women on second date update. I believe this is a first.
So we are married. Uh-huh. We've been married for a few years. We're very happy. We're very satisfied in our relationship.
Who is this speaking, Samantha or Anna?
This is Samantha.
Okay,
hi, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
All right, so you and Anna are married. You're very happy. Go ahead.
And we're both bi. And after so many years of being monogamous, we decided we were both in the mood for a little dick.
All right.
Well, not a little, but maybe we should say something.
Oh, I thought she said ditch.
She said
this
Jeff.
Is how slow I am on the update.
Okay. Oh, we might be here a while, girls.
Sorry. I'm new here. Please continue. I understand now.
So we were just trying to spice things up, you know, so we just decided to, go out and find one. And we'd heard about a couple of places in town where we might have some luck, so we just kind of started hanging out there and waiting, I guess.
I would think there'd be a lot of places where you could go to find some men that would be willing to participate in such a...
One dude and two girls?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could start here in our lobby, actually.
I thought for sure you were going to say studio.
Oh. I mean, it took longer than you'd think. I think it was like our third trip that we finally met him. And
really?
Oh, wow.
He was young and fun and definitely not little.
Oh, yes.
And definitely an enthusiastic participant. So he was very quick to accept our offer. Oh. So we went back to our place and started drinking a lot of wine and talking, and we all really connected and ended up talking a lot.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
And the thing is, it was like a really quality conversation. It wasn't just small talk or like it wasn't just dirty talk. We really got to know each other pretty well and we liked him a lot.
That's awesome.
We had a great time with him. And, you know, yes, we did.
What?
We ended up naked and it was amazing. But there's a little more depth to it than we thought it would be.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
It is, and it was. It's just the two of us talked later, and, you know, we decided that we wanted to see him again. Like, you know, maybe we'd even date him, and we've reached out, and we've left messages, but he hasn't even gotten back to us. So, I don't know. I guess we just thought maybe you guys could help us out.
I always think whenever you get blown off after that initial encounter, I try to judge whether or not this was truly a one-night stand based on the amount of work they put into it.
Uh-huh.
The way you guys make it sound, this was either a lot of work on his part by acting interested and seemingly connecting with you guys, or it was effortless. And I get the sense that it was effortless because I think between the two of you, you would have been able to tell if it was manufactured
right.
chemistry, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, I'm sorry you haven't heard from him. How have you tried to reach out?
We haven't been stalking him or anything, but sending him like two or three texts. And we know it's his right number because we texted him that night.
Right. And
we both reached out, too.
You both reached out. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that we were both doing it and talked to each other about it. But, yeah, sure. We both reached out like, oh, maybe he doesn't have my number. Maybe he doesn't have your number. So we both reached out and nothing.
Okay.
Got it.
Can you think of any reason he might be avoiding you if that is, in fact, what he's doing? Was there any point where you felt like maybe you lost him or something may have put him off or overwhelmed him in any way?
I don't think so. He was really open and really cool with everything. He seems to have a great time.
Okay.
Hmm.
Unless anybody have any other questions before I...
I don't know. I think this is pretty clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very different for second date updates. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. Fritz will get the phone number for Daryl, and we will reach out to him.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And try to get a sense of where his head is at.
Where his sense is what Jeff wants to say.
Yeah, kind of.
And where you guys met
Where's
up.
Where's your sense?
And all the details.
With respect to Samantha and Anna coming up next. All right, so Samantha and Anna are a married couple. You guys have been together how long?
6 years. We've been married for three.
Together for six, married for three. And they have existed in this monogamous relationship where they've been very happy, but they got to a point where they decided they wanted to spice things up a little bit. They thought they would venture out and invite a man
to the party. Because they both do have men in their pasts as well as women. And they had been together, just women, for years. And
yes. And Samantha, you and Anna identify as bisexual. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We identify as bi.
All right. So they actually ventured out on, what, two, three occasions before they found a willing participant.
It took longer than you'd expect. I think it was like three times that we went. Before we really met somebody that we connected with, so.
And that was a big part of it, was that you wanted it to be somebody that you connected with, not just someone you found attractive, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And so Daryl was the guy. And Sarah and Anna felt that there was a connection established between them and Daryl that went beyond the physical. However, since then, Daryl has gone MIA. So we've got Daryl's number. Let's call him and see if we can get an answer as to why he's blowing them both off. Hey, is this Daryl?
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl. My name is Jeff Thomas, and I'm with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102. How are you doing this morning?
I'll do that second date update thing.
That is the second date update thing, and I've got Jen right here. Jen's here. Fritz is here. The whole gang is
Hi.
Here.
Hi.
Hi. What's up, man? This is wrong, dude.
Why do you say that?
I know. I've heard it before, man. I always feel bad for those guys y'all call up, man.
Well, Daryl, I got to ask you, and this is why I love Second Date Update, because I don't know if you've ever been blown off before, if you've ever been ignored, you know, a beautiful woman, you go out with her, and she thinks you're the greatest, and or seems to anyway, and then you never hear from her again, she starts blowing you off. Don't you want to know why?
Yeah, I guess we've all been there, but...
Okay.
I'm sorry, you got to give me a minute. This is surreal to me.
Well, here's the crazy thing. Samantha and Anna, remember the two girls?
Uh-huh.
They called us asking to do a second date update on you because I guess they both have tried to reach out, and I don't know if you've been busy or what you've had going on, but they want to know why they haven't heard from you because they like you.
You're kidding.
No, they really enjoyed your company, and they like getting to know you, and they want to get together again.
They basically want to date you.
Get out of here.
Let's use the word date loosely.
Okay. You got them both? Are they both on the phone?
They are both on the phone. Say hi, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Hey.
So what's going on, Daryl?
What is it that they want?
Well,
girls, tell them what you want.
Because they're married, man. That wasn't exactly a date. It was an opportunity that I could say very few men have the opportunity to participate in. So,
well, I got to tell you, Daryl, they see it a little differently. They really enjoyed your company enough that I think they would like to do that more than once. Ladies, you tell Daryl.
Basically what we said in our text to you is we want to see you again, and we had a really great time with you and would like to do it again.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know if I can handle that.
Why do you say that?
That was a lot of work. It was awesome work, but man, I was like tired for days after that. It was like that was crazy. Oh, man.
They wiped you out, Daryl.
That's what they liked about
it,
though.
That's one way of putting it.
It sounded very exciting.
I don't know if I can handle that. What?
Samantha, Anna, it sounds like you wore Daryl out. What's your response to that?
I mean, I'm not super surprised, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it again.
I mean, this is wow, dude. I'm not sure we're working out. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I mean.
Well, Daryl, let's take this piece by piece. I would like to go back to before. I want to go back
Jeff
to when
is
you
so
all
fascinated
were.
I am. By
I want to go back to like when you guys were getting to know each
uh-huh.
other.
Uh-huh. When you were sitting at
right.
their house.
Yeah. When
right.
when you're talking, when you're just having conversation, did you feel that you were connecting to one more than the other? Were you genuinely? Did you? Because they felt that you were genuinely connecting and clicking on sort of a mental level. Like there was actual real chemistry there.
Okay, I'll be straight up with you. Like, there was one of them that I definitely was feeling some pretty some serious chemistry with.
Uh-oh.
Big time. But, I mean, I don't want to cause nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
It's all weird, dog. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Look, I don't want to cause no issues with these. Like what if we, like, I don't get if we broke up. Like, I'll be straight up with you. It's like, how does that work? I just, honest to God, I don't understand how that works.
I don't know. Ladies, how does that work?
I mean, it doesn't have to be really serious. We just want to see you again. It wouldn't be like we're a couple. We just want to date like casually, just have fun.
Now, do you girls want to reevaluate this now that you know he felt much more chemistry with one of you more than the other?
Does that change anything for you?
No, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think it's totally something that you can work around. Well, you're the one that he was obviously so much more interested in. No, he was interested in both of us.
Oh, we're assuming.
Both, for sure. And I don't think it's a big deal anyway.
I mean, I just think that's way easy for you to say.
See, this is what I didn't want to happen. This is exactly what I didn't want to happen.
I'm right.
Y'all, man. Like, I'm definitely feeling Sam, like, word up. But I don't want to. I could do both. I could. This all is very weird to me right now.
Yeah.
Daryl worked hard enough. He doesn't want to get in the middle of these two.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, don't you see? He's going out on top right now. Like, he got the goods, had a good time. See you later, bye.
He's exhausted just having this conversation.
we can keep it fun. I mean, I guess. I would be letting manhood down if I said no to that, I guess.
Yeah, I think you'd be walking into some dangerous territory.
Yeah, bro, like my spidey sense is tingling on this one.
Yeah,
bro.
For sure.
Well, yeah, because what if something happens and the marriage ends up getting bad and all that? You don't want to be the cause of that, dude.
It's a recipe for disaster because I felt it when I was just feeling like raw feelings, you know, because yes, Samantha and I, you know what I mean, we're, you know, gravitating towards each other. It felt like, to me at least, and it felt like, you know, Anna was like left out. It was weird, yo. It was weird. Weird dynamic going
on. Wow, okay.
Okay, gotcha.
To be honest with you,
yeah.
Weird dynamic. So it seems nice, like, once you're in it, it's like, and you see you got these people got a serious sort of thing going on, and like you feel like you've run an interference. It's a weird
yeah.
You don't want to be that person. I understand.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know.
Okay. Cool.
Get it.
All right. Understood.
I can't deny this. This is exactly
sorry.
What I was
What'd you say, Samantha? Or was that Anna? I don't know who spoke. What?
It was me. It's Anna. This is exactly what I was afraid of.
Well, at least now we know, and we don't. You know, it's hard. I understand you want to mix things up a little bit, and sometimes you think the answer might be bringing in someone new. You guys wouldn't be the first couple to do that, but I also understand Daryl's viewpoint. Like, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Huh.
And
you want to get in the middle, but then again, you don't.
I see both sides.
In one way, you want to be in the middle. The other way, not so much.
Well, Samantha and Anna, I'm sorry it didn't work out the way we were hoping, but at least we got an answer. Which at the end of the day is probably best. Daryl, we appreciate you taking the call and
thank you, Daryl.
Being so candid.
Yeah, man. Sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too, brother.
Bye bye now.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was a first.
It was a first. Zach just wrote into the show. He said, Dear Jeff and Jen, hook me up with a second date update. He's in.
I have a feeling he won't be the first one.
So there are options.
The only one. Sure, yes. Absolutely. So if you want us to do a second date update call for you, send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Pop quiz. What can you buy for $3.99? Not a latte, but for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get all your favorite music ad-free. While other streaming services jack up their prices, LiveOne's membership is only $3.99 per month, and you can lock in that price for a full year. Join now to get the best deal in music with zero ads, unlimited skips, and maximum audio quality. Get the music you love at a price that fits into your budget with LiveOne Plus. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details. Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.